You mentioned the fact when we were talking about neoadjuvant therapy, that if you do use Bev, of course, you have to stop it before surgery. I'm just kind of curious, as these patients are receiving maintenance bevacizumab, how do you approach the issue of people who need minor surgical interventions, major surgical interventions, dental extractions, et cetera?
So for minor procedures, we just try and time it. So, if it is a dental extraction, we'd say, well, try and do it 3 weeks after your last dose, and, then we'll delay you a week or 2 weeks or something like that. If it's a surgical emergency, you have to deal with the emergency and face the consequences. Actually, they've not been too bad. I don't recall any patients that have got into really serious problems. I think our concern about stopping before patients have definitive debulking surgery and not starting too early is particularly in patients who have bowel resections and primary anastomosis. You want to minimize the chance of an anastomotic leak. So that's why we sort of say don't start for another 6 weeks post-operatively, particularly if you had a bowel surgery.